This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. When the Adult Use of Marijuana Act passed in the November election as Proposition 64, it went into effect immediately. Adults in California are now free to use cannabis recreationally, providing they can find it. It's still illegal to sell, except through medical cannabis dispensaries, and those require registration and a doctor's recommendation. So if it's legal, when can the general public buy it? KALW's Stephen Short checked in with a couple of people actively involved in this uncharted area to see how it's going.
Cafe Floor is a one-story glass and wood building on the corner of Noe and Market in San Francisco, and it may soon be a place to get consumable marijuana. It's fitting in a way. The place looks like a greenhouse.
But we are in a greenhouse that was built as a greenhouse by one of the structural engineers on the Golden Gate Bridge project.
Terrence Allen is general manager and one of the owners of Cafe Floor.
But this greenhouse soon became a coffee shop. And as the gay community moved from Polk Street and the Tenderloin and began to move into the Castro, this became a hangout.
Some of those who frequented this hangout were AIDS activists, back when the condition was known as the gay plague. There was no treatment. But many found that the physical wasting of people with AIDS could be somewhat diminished if they ate food containing marijuana. It gave them the proverbial munchies, restoring their appetites.
So one could say that this was the place where it all began. And so I would like to see this be the place where our first experiment in making consumption more normalized can happen.
What Allen means is he wants to add marijuana-infused items to the menu. That might include the stereotypical pot brownie, but Allen's thinking bigger.
What about a cannabis-infused soda at the beginning of your sit-down with friends, or tea, or coffee? Those liquid intakes will metabolize quicker in your body, and you will have that experience faster than if it was part of a big meal.
But don't get in line just yet for your cup of cannabis coffee, because Floor can't offer it for at least a year, maybe longer. Not until Lori Ajax gives the okay.
I'm the chief of the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation.
Ajax is the first person to have that job. It didn't exist until after passage of the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. The new bureau is striving to have regulations in place by the deadline of January 1st, 2018. That's when licenses are required to be available.
We will be able to issue some licenses. We may be able to issue some temporary licenses, but for some people, it may take, you know, a few months before we're able to issue licenses. But we'll be have our regulations complete. We'll have our regulatory structure in place, and we'll be ready to go.
She says there will be a wait because it just won't be physically possible to issue that many licenses all at one time. Think of it as Black Friday for cannabis businesses. Ajax says other states where recreational cannabis use is in effect have been very helpful sharing what they've learned. For example, Colorado's governor met with California lawmakers earlier this year. They learned a lot, including...
They had a lot of issues with the edibles and people over-consuming and getting it into the hands of kids. So those are lessons, those are important lessons for us to look at.
Lessons imply education, both for the government and the public. In Colorado, officials consider a dose of THC to be 10 milligrams. Other states have debated lower doses. In California, coffee shop owner Terrence Allen thinks it'll play out something like this.
So if you get a brownie, it'll be sectioned into 5 or 10 milligram sections. A piece of chocolate bar would be sectioned into 5 or 10 milligrams, so that you, especially when you're trying this for your first or second time, have some guideline to follow. You're not blindly going where you haven't gone before.
Medical marijuana facilities already have recommended doses for edibles. But to use Allen's example, have you ever tried to precisely section a brownie? It won't be easy, which is why one would think that an area for the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation to study would be dosage. But one would be wrong. That task falls to the Department of Public Health. And there's another complication. While state law says it's okay for adults to consume marijuana, counties, municipalities, and even neighborhoods can all have their own rules. And then there's the federal government, which says marijuana is a felony. What about that, Bureau Chief Lori Ajax?
You know, we can't predict what's going to happen at the federal level, and what we're doing, we're gonna focus on what we can control in the state of California. And so right now we're operating under the federal guidelines.
Speaking of regulations, you come from the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, and that's a long established bureau, and you're having to create this one. Are there times when you've asked for a transfer back?
I haven't asked for a transfer back.
Ajax was with the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board for over 20 years. She says her experience with highly regulated products containing alcohol is a major help in crafting regulations for recreational cannabis. There will be statewide hearings on just what those regulations should be sometime in late spring or early summer. In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for CrossCurrents.